Thanks for tuning in to After Dark with Robin Andrew. This is available on America Out Loud's iHeartRadio channel, along with streaming on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Please be sure to search for America Out Loud. In addition to that, we're available on AmericaOutLoud.news, which has thousands of podcasts and articles updated daily. And you can get our full archive of shows. You just click the drop-down menu, find After Dark with Robin Andrew. You can get all the shows that we've done here on America Out Loud, hundreds of shows, and we always appreciate your support. We've got on Clay Clark once again tonight, joining us for probably at least the fourth or fifth time. He's been on the show quite a few times at this point, and he's always a great guest, so we're excited to hear what he's going to educate us on tonight. I know he's going to talk a little bit about CERN. We're going to be talking about this recent eclipse and some of these other crazy events that have been taking place as of late. Maybe dive a little into the Middle Eastern politics and what's going on over there as well. So there's certainly a lot on the docket tonight. Looking forward to the show and talking to Clay. But before we get to Clay, how are you doing tonight, Rob?
Andrew, I'm doing great. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in, and I'm glad to have Clay back on the show because he's always informative and bring us up to date as to things that we should be made aware of. And one of the things that I definitely want to talk to him about is the recent occurrence of the eclipse that people experienced. We had people coming all over the world to New York City and places like Arkansas, where they said that they would see, have a good view of the eclipse. I want to talk a little bit about that and also the earthquake that we also felt here in New York City. You know, Andrew, in the Bible, it tells us that, as I believe that the Bible is a blueprint for life. And it definitely tells us how we should lead our life. And it also gives cautionary tale as to the end of times and the things that we will see. And I do believe truly that we are in that, we're in that moment now. I know some people would argue that they have heard about this for some time now, going back years, they say, and it hasn't happened. But I would say to them that we are a lot closer now than we were when they were children or when their parents and grandparents were children. Because we see what's happening. We see, I want to say, a great shift in things, a subtle shift, a sudden shift, rather, in things definitely marked by this new administration that's in the White House. And we could go back and look at even when Obama was in office and the shift that we saw there. In my opinion, he was one of the most least religious presidents that we've ever had in the White House. Fast forward, we have Joe Biden, who claims to be a Catholic, would not say that he's a practicing Catholic, although he would say that he is. And some people would even argue, say, well, you're not supposed to judge a person by their religion, and who are you? I just look at the Bible. The Bible says you'll know them by their fruit. And I'm looking at the fruit that Obama and Biden have planted that have come up. And it's nothing desirable, nothing that I would want to partake in. These two individuals, you would think that they would be a sort of a figure that we could also look at as far as our family and family values. And I don't see any family values that came out of Obama, definitely not with Biden. And when you see people attacking Donald Trump, but when you look at his family, I know some will say, well, he was a woman chaser, but you look at how his children came up. Not one of the children had any brushes with the law. They're respectful, they're polite. We can't say that for some of these other presidents that have been in the House, the White House. Look at Biden, his son, Hunter Biden. Talk about white privilege. Hunter Biden definitely has white man privilege. Some of the things that he has done, if a black person would have done them, they would be in jail. Look at Jesse Jackson Jr., who was caught up in a similar situation and they threw him in jail. And so many other black people. And that's the reason why I think that black men are looking at Trump. And that's the reason why the media is afraid. But continue along the line of just talking about the end of days, end of times. And you look at, again, look at the Biden White House, at this administration that seems to welcome the death of children, abortion, and they look at it as being health care. And they will attack you if you say that, no, that's murder. How did we get here so fast that you have young women celebrating, wanting to have an abortion on demand, as if though you can go to McDonald's and order a Big Mac? And they think nothing of it. My body, my choice. And they try to justify it. Then we had a governor, who said that once a woman has had a baby, if she doesn't want it, we'll make the baby comfortable, then we'll do away with the baby. And people are comfortable with that. When I first heard that coming from Governor Northrup, I thought, wow, this is it. People will wake up and they'll see that this is, they want to kill babies. But it was just the other way. It was more so, let's celebrate that. We welcome that. It's like, this is America, the most civilized, advanced country in the world. And we're celebrating abortion, the murder of babies, when you have third world countries that don't think that way. But yet, and still, here we are, an administration that promotes the mutilation of children, telling children, you can be a boy, you can be a girl, and don't believe what the doctor said. This is all dangerous, but yet, and still, here we are. We have a medical community with the whole COVID scare. They use that as a ruse to take away rights, and people still don't understand it or see it. They told us if you take this vaccine, you'll be better, this will happen to you, and it didn't happen. And then we have the media in cahoots with our government. And I've said on so many occasions, Andrew, that we need to move the seat of our government from a corrupt DC. Move it out of Sodom and Gomorrah, move it out of that cesspool. And at the same time, we need to put a check on the current media. It is not a free press, it is a propaganda arm of the Democrat Party. And I can go on and on and on. These are the signs of the times, and they're right in front of us. People would believe a lie before they believe the truth, but they'll tell you, oh no, look at how they defend Joe Biden, who is cognitively challenged, but they tell us, oh, he's the best thing ever. All of these lies that are put out there. Donald Trump isn't a perfect person. He is flawed. All men are flawed. By God, he believed in God. He believes in a higher being, a higher power that he respects. That I would say is a person who wants to make certain that you believe and you get closer to God, not Joe Biden, who's trying to tear you away from him, who's throwing every other religion, every other thing at you. Oh man, how man has fallen, and how we believe a lie before we will believe the truth. But we have our guest, Clay Clark, who's on, and he's going to talk to us about some of the things that he's seen. I want to get his opinion on it. We're going to definitely talk about this organization, CERN, so he can give us some insight on that and give us some insight on these. I heard him on one of his interviews talking about entertainers, P. Diddy, Usher, Beyonce, and Madonna, and Alicia Keys, and how all these people have deceptively gotten us to believe one thing, and they're actually selling something completely different. Clay, how are you tonight, my friend?
Well, I tell you what, we live in some wild times, and I'm not exactly sure when everyone's going to hear today's broadcast, but we are going to bring some truth bombs, some facts on today's broadcast.
So, Clay, my opening, talking about the end of times and the signs that people would see. What are your thoughts on that being a religious man? Do you think that we're in the middle of it? Do you think we're closer? Or should we just be relaxed, as many people think that we should be? What are your thoughts?
Well, if you open your Bible to Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14, Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14, the Bible reads, "And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up." This just in, the Euphrates River is drying up. "And that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared." This just in, China and Russia, Iran, they are teaming up, by the way, folks. The kings of the east are teaming up. "And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon," China, "and out of the mouth of the beast," AI, and CERN, "and out of the mouth of the false prophet," Yuval Noah Harari. It says, "And for they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them to the battle that great day of God Almighty." So, summary. The Bible says that when the Euphrates River dries up, the false prophet will show up, and China and Russia will team up, and the beast or AI technology will show up, and all those things are happening. So I would say that we are living through the last of the last days.
Yuval Harari, Klaus Schwab, the New World Order. We've spoken about that before. You mention it to people, they will laugh at you. What are your thoughts? Can you re-educate our listeners on these two players that, in my opinion, are extremely dangerous? But yet, and still, we have our politicians flying overseas every year to sit at the feet of Klaus Schwab. What are your thoughts?
Well, Yuval Noah Harari, and I'm quoting here, he describes fellow humans as hackable animals. He said COVID makes surveillance go under the skin. He says that perhaps we could use AI to rewrite the Bible and to create an accurate Bible. He is anti-meat. He wants to ban the eating of meat. I mean, he wants to change the times, the laws. He's openly gay. He rejects the God of his fathers. He's, again, he's Israeli. His name in Hebrew means, Yuval Noah Harari in Hebrew means father of music, as in the days of Noah shall ascend to the mountaintop. He's a Bible scholar. I mean, he actually went to Jesus University. I go on and on listing off reasons why we could, at least he's applying to be the Antichrist prophet. That's how I would describe it. It sounds like he's applying to be the Antichrist prophet.
You know, I think he's rather succeeding, and I think people need to wake up. Now, talk to us a little bit about the recent interview that you gave talking about CERN. Andrew had mentioned that in our opening.
Yeah, well, CERN is located. Well, first off, CERN has a 666 logo. That's a fact. CERN has a 666 logo. That's a fact. CERN has the god of Shiva located in front of it, or the god of destruction. That's always a concern if you're hanging around somebody and they are a big fan of the god of destruction. CERN says they want to open portals to other dimensions. CERN is geographically located on top of the former temple of Apollo and the former and where Antipas was martyred. So if you read the Bible tells you that, Satan dwells where Antipas was martyred and where the former temple of Apollo was, and that's where CERN is located. So, I mean, there's many, many, many reasons to be concerned about CERN.
And just so our listeners can get a little background about them, it is, I was looking at CERN, their mission statement is to perform world-class research in fundamental physics, provide a unique range of particle accelerator facilities that enable research at the forefront of human knowledge in an environmentally responsible and sustainable way, unite people from all over the world to push the frontiers of science and technology for the benefit of all, train new generation physicists, engineers, technicians, and engage in all citizens in research and in the values of science. They always want to bring science in it. And you mentioned their logo, 666. Now, where have we seen this before? Where have we seen people that are, let's say, influencers that have leaned in that direction? I heard you speak about this in one of the podcasts that you were on during the Super Bowl, Usher.
Yeah,
what was Usher doing? Go ahead.
During the Super Bowl, I mean, there's so much craziness happening simultaneously. During the Super Bowl, they started off the halftime show with these peacocks, you know, making their way onto the field. And peacocks are, it would be, peacocks and a phoenix are the same thing. You know, like it rise out of the ashes, phoenix, peacocks. Okay, so you have that. You have Usher is dancing on a stage that has a countdown clock to some sort of apocalyptic theme. Alicia Keys was playing a piano, and the piano was the shape of a snake head. Usher is dressed in red. He's dancing with Alicia Keys, who's in, or Usher is dressed in white. He's dancing with Alicia Keys, who's in red. They came out and danced around the stage to the Rollerball theme. And if everybody hasn't seen Rollerball, Rollerball is a dystopian movie about the end of time when all the governments collapse. It just was endless. I mean, symbolic Satanism. And that's what they're trying to do. These people are trying to usher in the great reset, or the ending of quote unquote human history, as Yuval Noah Harari says. Yuval Noah Harari says, this is the end of human history. And someone says, no, he doesn't. And see, that's the thing, is people say, no, he doesn't. And so I'll play a little clip here, and I'll folks listen to this.
This is the end of human history. Not the end of history, the end of human-dominated history.
Okay, and that's what he's all about. I mean, this is Yuval Noah Harari, a big transhumanist.
And a very dangerous man, Yuval Noah Harari. And we have spoken about him on the show before. And like you said, he said, this is the end of human history, not history, but human history. And we see this being played out. Look at Jeff Bezos. Look at Mark Zuckerberg. What are they doing? They're building bunkers in Hawaii up under the ground because of what they're trying to push. They want to get rid of civilization. They're already saying that we're overpopulated. We've got to stop with the birth count. This is all by design, and we see it being played out. They're not even trying to hide it, Clay. It's out in the open, but people don't see it. And that's what I'm afraid of. They don't see what's happening. For people to think that Joe Biden is the next savior and that Trump is the devil, I'm thinking, are you serious? Look at Joe Biden's policies. Look at who he's siding himself with. He just came from a fundraiser with all these hoity-toity deep pocket individuals that are trying to destroy our country. I mean, why aren't people, why don't you think people are more in tune? And not only that, Clay, a lot of these big box churches are leading people astray. You would think that they, because of the reach that they have, that they would be warning people. The Bible says, warning before destruction, a haughty spirit before the fall. Clay, what is happening to the modern day Christian that they are being so easily deceived?
Well, I think people are, they're perpetually distracted. I think most people, can't stop watching TikTok videos, Taylor Swift videos, NFL videos. And then, by the way, the NFL is a distraction, right? But then you have on top of the NFL, you have NFL fantasy football, and you have minute by minute updates, and the NFL app, and you have Taylor Swift and the Taylor Swift new album and the re-release of her album, and the Taylor Swift controversy. And then it's constant, you know? So meanwhile, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, that's the BRICS bloc, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. They are all teaming up to de-dollarize or move away from the US dollar. And they're also all simultaneously teaming up to militarize. So, I mean, you're seeing these things happen that the Bible said that would happen. I mean, if you haven't read the Bible, and for anybody that hasn't, I highly recommend you go to time2freeamerica.com/Alex, time2freeamerica.com/Alex. And once you go to that page, you get a chance to read a little bit about what the Bible has to say about these events. At least the Bible is such a great book with, it's inspired by God. There's so much to learn there, but just so you have like a deep dive, there's 119 prophetic events that are taking place right now that the Bible prophesied that would happen. There's probably more, but there's 119 that I've documented at time2freeamerica.com/Alex. And so right now you're seeing Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 5 through 6 come to pass. You know, the Bible said that in the latter days, Israel would be attacked specifically by Iran, Ethiopia, Libya, and Turkey. And guess what? It's happening. So all this stuff is coming to pass right now. And as we're recording this show right now, the Middle East is in constant turmoil. And if people just can't see it, I mean, there's a chance that the Bible was correct. And I believe there is 100% chance the Bible was correct. And the Bible said that wide is the path that leads to destruction, and narrow is the path that leads to eternal life.
Not only that, you have sitting in the White House, Joe Biden, who seems to have turned his back on Israel, so much so that you have our young people out in the streets protesting against Israel and support of a terrorist organization. Look at the deception. Look at how man has been deceived, believing a lie before the truth. They accuse Donald Trump of being a Zionist, of being against Israel, whereas you have in the White House, supposedly the leader of the free world, speaking out against Israel. We have our state secretary, Secretary of State, Tony Blinken, trying to get Israel to cease fire. All this time, Israel, stop, don't do this, don't do that. And look at what Hamas has been doing. The Bible is the blueprint. All people have to do is go and look at it. And then when you have these organizations like CERN, that are saying, oh, this is all about science and this is what we're doing, and people believing it, falling for it. Clay, what will it take to wake people up? Because people don't go to church anymore, and that's how this administration wants it. Every other religion except for Christianity. What will it take to wake us up, Clay?
I would say a catastrophe. I mean, I think that Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they're all teaming up to, de-dollarize. And so I think once you see the collapse of the dollar, that's probably going to wake a lot of people up. I think that's what it's going to take. I think a lot of people say, in God we trust, but I think a lot of people mean in the dollar they trust. So I believe you're going to have to see that happen. I believe that I don't want that to happen, but I believe that's what's going to have to happen to wake up a generation of people that are perpetually distracted by things that really don't matter in the eternal scheme of things.
People are more concerned with Taylor Swift, who she's dating. They're more concerned about Beyonce and her country music album, as opposed to being concerned about their souls, opposed to being concerned about where will they spend eternity. They're not focusing in on it. and all of this other trivial stuff that they put before God that they're concerned with. I want to be on TikTok. I got to make certain my video is on TikTok. I got to make certain they don't take it down. They laugh about it. This is the doom. This is a collapse of Western civilization. It's the end collapse of the world. And as what's his name said, Yuval Harari, the end of human history. I mean, that's a huge statement. The end of human history, not history, but human history. And then you mentioned AI. Look at the push for AI. All at once, we were talking about it, and then boom, there's this immediate push, AI, replacing human beings. And here, we think about it, we laugh about it, and we say, oh, it will never happen. But look at how people are being replaced. Very dangerous, but we don't see it. Go ahead, Clark.
I watch people that... you know, I've previously known and respected that will say things like, you know, I've just turned over my scheduling to an AI. You know, I'm letting my secretary go and I'm going to replace her with an AI. I've actually heard people say these things, you know, and it's interesting because one particular gentleman, I won't try to get you or me sued on today's show. I'm just telling you an example. I watched him turn over his office management to an AI scheduling program, right? And the way that he trained his AI bot, he trained his AI bot to essentially respond a certain way to certain situations. And so I'm getting text messages from his AI bot telling me that he wants to reschedule our weekly meeting. You know, so he's wanting to reschedule our weekly meeting. And so I call him and I can't get a hold of him because his phone goes direct to voicemail. And he's trained his AI to send certain calls to voicemail and certain calls to, you know, to reschedule certain appointments and to handle certain things. Well, anyway, I finally get on the phone with the guy and the guy says to me, why didn't you, you know, make the appointment? How come you skipped our appointment? Why did you forget about our appointment? And he wasn't super mad, but I mean, I've worked with the guy for years. And I said, I didn't miss the meeting. I actually called you right on time. And he says, you called me right on time. How come I didn't know? I said, well, your call goes direct to voicemail. And he said, what? And it turns out he had been sending everybody that he cares about direct to voicemail for over a week because his AI bot, whatever that is, misunderstood his commands. Now, remind you, AI is a technology that was founded by Elon Musk, a man who says that AI will usher in universal basic income, a man who describes AI as summoning the demon. That's his words, Elon Musk. AI is summoning the demon. It was founded by Sam Altman, a guy who says that AI will cause the introduction of universal basic income, aka communism. AI was funded by Bill Gates. OpenAI was funded by Bill Gates. So, I mean, this is some satanic stuff here. And you've all know Harari refers to AI as the beast.
The beast from within.
Yeah.
We've got to wake up. It's time to wake up. And you have spoken about Mr. Yuval Noah Harari on many occasions when you've come on the show. And when this goes to podcast, we're going to post those links to the show because people need to be made aware as to what we're dealing with here. A man who has risen from the very low to all the way to the top to talk with our senior government officials. I mean, he was always had Barack Obama's ears. So right. We need to wake up. Go ahead, Clay.
No, you're correct. I mean, this is a guy praised by Barack Obama. Yuval Noah Harari, he's praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard. I mean, could you imagine what would happen if we took your show you have right now with your wonderful listeners. And imagine that we have your wonderful show right now. And on your wonderful show that you have right now, imagine that we said that tonight you're going to be on CNBC or you're going to be on MSNBC for 1 hour and 8 minutes. Let's just say that we took your show tonight and put it on MSNBC for 1 hour in 8 minutes, and we let you hold court, and I introduce you as, you know, the leading author in the world, and I announce you as being a guy who really understands the future of humanity. How many more downloads would you get? Well, MSNBC allowed Yuval Noah Harari to have 1 hour and 8 minutes on live television to pontificate about his views of the world. This is a man who calls humans hackable animals, a man who says COVID causes surveillance to go under the skin. And they allowed this guy, Yuval Noah Harari, 1 hour and 8 minutes. I mean, he's praised by MIT, Stanford, Harvard, late night television. They are clearly laying out the media red carpet for this guy. They're normalizing him, and that's what's happening.
Yeah, very well said. Just to wrap up this segment with Clay. Clay, where can people go to follow what you're currently doing?
I would recommend they go to time2freeamerica.com, time2freeamerica.com. And when you go to time2freeamerica.com, you're going to see all the details related to the June 7th and 8th Reawaken America Tour. So June 7th and 8th, we are hosting the Reawaken America Tour. That's June 7th and 8th. It's going to be in Detroit, Michigan. And you can get those tickets right now simply by going to time2freeamerica.com.
TimeToFreeAmerica.com. You guys want to make sure you check that out. Thank you so much, Clay, for joining us once again. You guys are tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, or 6 p.m. on the West Coast. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud's iHeartRadio channel.
Don't accept joint aches and stiffness as part of aging. Doctors at Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexibility. And Healthy Cell's not a pill, it's a gel you swallow. Get 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com. Code out loud.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutLoud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Well, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter the body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
ASEA believes that inside each of us is the potential to feel our very best. Our redox-based products tap into reserves within you to power your personal well-being. Make our breakthrough products an essential step in fulfilling your greatest potential. ASEA, we power potential. For exclusive savings, use code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your first order today.
Well, Andrew, it's always good to have Clay Clark to come on and break it down to us. And when he comes on, there's always a cautionary tale as to where we are currently in the world. And as I mentioned during our conversation with him, the sign of the times, I don't necessarily think that people are aware how close we are. And what I find interesting and also a bit funny is how the left will always try to run to it when they want to attack Trump. They'll say, well, he's not religious. And we have all these religious groups that don't like him. I'm like, well, you guys don't like the religious groups. So why are you saying that the religious groups don't like him when you don't like the religious groups? And people don't see the contradiction there. as to how they will push one thing and then they'll completely say just the opposite. And if they were just to stop and think about, look at what the media is putting out there. And I mentioned that to him also, because you, as you know, Andrew, I've been seeing this for the longest. Heather and I had a spirited debate last week when she came on, Heather Robinson of the New York Post, talking about the media, because she and I were both from the media. We went to journalism school. And I got to say, I look at that degree now and I'm like, this degree isn't worth anything because everything that they taught us, they're not practicing. But I say that to bring up how the media has just completely shut down any semblance of being truthful, making people aware of these bad players. Instead, they want us to worship these bad players. You look at how they keep putting up these entertainers as if though there are gods. You look at how, as he mentioned, Charles Claus and Yuval Nuri Harari, and how they keep pushing these people out there as if though they have the truth. They know what's best for us. And in my mind, these people are the biggest Luciferians out there. And if you're listening to them, you need to beware because they're dangerous. They're extremely dangerous individuals. But yet and still, people go and they bow at the altar. Look for them to give them more information. Every year, our government officials go to Davos to be indoctrinated. You look at John Kerry, who goes to Davos in a private jet while telling us, oh, you don't ride in an airplane because it's global warming and you're polluting. So why are you on it? Oh, well, I've got to get to where I need to go within a matter of minutes. Well, so do we. But these are the things that people aren't in tune to listening. They're not in tune. They're not calling out because they don't see it. And if they do see it, they don't understand it because the media is feeding them something completely different. And I just wished we had an educated press. I wish we had an educated society to look through this stuff. You look at the 666 sign that he mentioned for this group CERN. And their biggest thing, we're studying science. Now, how many times have the left told us science, it's all about science? But when you start talking about science, they want to, oh, we can change science. We can change all this up. They talk about evolution. Don't believe in the Bible, believe in evolution. Okay, if we believe in evolution, how in the heck can a man be a woman or vice versa? It has nothing to do with evolution, what you guys are putting out there. But you have educated people who are coming out saying, oh, no, don't believe what we told you then. Believe what we're telling you now. And when you look deeper, Andrew, when you peel the onion, it starts to smell. And you look and you'll see that these people that are telling us this false doctrine, they have a horse in the race. You look at the American Medical Association. At the top is a gay activist. You look at the Pediatrics Association, at the top is a gay activist. You look at the schools, the Teachers Federation, at the top is a gay activist. You look anywhere and you have these people that are pushing false doctrine. Our churches, we mentioned that Clay was on, these big box churches, some of these pastors, they're now taking up the gay agenda. They're now taking up the agenda that you can be whatever you want. Big churches that are supposed to be about God. And you have some churches, Andrew, this past Easter, they're saying that they're not going to even mention the crucifix. They're not going to even mention the cross. They're not going to mention the resurrection because it's offensive. Offensive to who? You? To God? Who? Tell me who. It's offensive. Then why are you even calling yourself a church? You're not a church. You're anything but a church. You might as well just say this is a dance hall. And believe it or not, Andrew, some churches on New Year's Day, they decided to turn their entire sanctuary into a dance hall, playing Beyonce, Taylor Swift. This is where we are. And if people don't see that we're fast approaching the end of times, I don't know what they're looking for. I don't know what they will believe. But the Bible tells us that men will believe a truth, but will believe a lie before they believe a truth. And this is exactly what we're seeing. And that's the reason why I tie it into Joe Biden and his administration, Andrew.
Yeah, and it's just me, or is we seeing a race and just demonic things across the world as well, like that mother just leaving her daughter to starve to death. Just so many things happening around the country where it's just like people have lost their common sense thinking and humanity, and no one's got any empathy anymore for anyone. It just does seem like things are deteriorating in front of our very eyes. I mean, you look at every sector of politics. They're trying to imprison President Trump. We all know how woke Hollywood and the media, it's just completely bought and paid for. I mean, everything we're seeing is just propaganda, and we're seeing a lot of the bad actions from people and just downright evil taking place in our society because everyone lacks empathy in this social media woke era that we're currently in.
Definitely in the woke era. And just to go back to what you were saying, this demonic spirit that we see that's out there, it's definitely demonic. And we see this, as we mentioned during the first block, and a lot of the entertainers with Beyonce giving the sign of the Illuminati with Jay-Z. And people think, oh, this is nothing. It's just, you know, you're reading too much into it. No, we're not, because these are the same people that are trying to turn us away from the church. These are the same people that are saying worship them.
They were saying the same stuff when people criticized Puff Daddy, and now look at him, guys, and wrapped up in sex trafficking and all kinds of other crazy accusations made about him. It's not just Puff Daddy, though. It's the entire industry. There's that documentary came out recently about the Nickelodeon kids being molested. There's that documentary that came out about that girl being locked in her house as a teenager and molested. I mean, there's just so much out there. It makes you really cringe at what's going on in the world.
It's all by design, Andrew, and we have to be careful. It is all by design. If people don't wake up, they're being deceived, they will fall for it. They will definitely fall for it.
You guys are tuned in to After Dark with Robin Andrew on America Out Loud's iHeartRadio channel. If you're looking for a great product, head on over to AmericaOutLoud.shop, where you can find great products, many authors that have been featured here on America Out Loud. You can find many affiliate links like Healthy Cell, and you can save with the promo code OUTLOUD. So help support independent media and get yourself some great merch at the same time. Head on over to AmericaOutLoud.shop. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Andrew.
Many voices, one freedom, united in the First Amendment. Our goal is to herald the voice of genuine liberty at AmericaOutLoud.news, a place where you'll find the naked truth expressed with a patriotic heart. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. The Wellness Company's chief medical board designed every supplement and medical protocol with your health in mind. From groundbreaking supplements like the Spike Support Formula to unique care like Freedom from Big Pharma. Join a healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interest of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be, with a company that shares your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
You already know Genesis plus HOCL is your best defense against viruses. But did you also know it's the most powerful weapon for eliminating airborne mold, too? Customers are raving about the Genesis Fogger's ability to tackle mold problems and the bad smells that go with them. And we all know mold is a hazard to your health. There's no airborne invader that Genesis can't handle. Visit genesisfolger.com/outloud to receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Folger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you're ready for anything.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop. That's AmericaOutloud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
We are back here on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Just continuing our discussion tonight, going to take a little different direction. As you guys seen earlier this month, the Crumblies were sentenced to some prison time, 10 and 15 years, between 10 and 15 years for both Jennifer and James Crumbly, the parents of mass shooter Ethan Crumbly. Of course, they were in trouble for negligence, leaving guns laying around the house, seeing warning signs in their son. I understand all this. Rob and I slightly disagree on this, I think, but I do not like this ruling. I kind of get it that they've got to make an example out of somebody at some point, but it's just such a slippery slope to punish parents for the actions of a child. I mean, where does this stop? As I mentioned to Rob over the phone, why can't they go to the school now if this kid was an active student and say, why didn't they do more? Why didn't they try and go to DCFS maybe if they thought the parents weren't taking care of the issues? There's just all kinds of things you have to ask yourself. And really, this is a slippery slope. Like I said, there's just so many people you can end up charging over a crime if you just look at it from rose-tinted glasses after it's already happened. I just think the whole story is unfortunate that they're going to prison for this long, but they also did not make the smartest of choices as well. Rob, what are your thoughts on the Crumblies going to prison?
You know, Andrew, when I first heard about this, that they were going to, you know, bring charges against the parents, I thought, and I said, yeah, you know, the parents should have been made aware of it. But as you said, we've been speaking about this off and on up until the parents, the mother was found guilty and then the father. And I had said, yeah, you know, that's the right thing because these parents should know exactly what their children are doing. But, you know, as you pointed out, this is definitely a slippery slope because you can be the best parent and you can think you know what your child is doing. I know certainly when I was growing up in my parents' home, there was a no closed door policy. All the doors were open because it was their home. My mother would never know, no, you don't close the door. Your door is open. So she knew what we were doing. But you look at today's society, you know, and it's quick for me to say, yep, that's right. The parents, they're at fault. But when you have a society, a school system that's teaching children to keep secrets from the parents, and some parents are completely unaware of it, especially when you can tell a child, we're going to refer to you as a little girl at school, but when you go home, don't tell your parents. And to keep that secret, something as intimate as that for a long time, and then the next thing you know, the parent sees a little boy coming home as a little girl, or the little girl coming home as a boy. Who's to blame? You know, so when you look at what happened in this situation, albeit this involved a gun, I mean, the school knew that this kid was a problem child. They saw what was happening. As you mentioned, why didn't they call Child Protective Services? Now, they're saying that they had made contact with the parents and told them what was happening and that they didn't seem interested. And that, in fact, they knew that he had some issues and they went out and bought him a gun. But I don't think that in their mind, they felt that this kid was going to go out and shoot the school up. So it is a slippery slope. And I know that we're trying to, prevent these things from happening and hold someone accountable. Because I know that the parents who lost their children, they're grief stricken. But what about in Uvalde, Texas? Right. This girl who thought she was a boy. Are they going to go after the parents there? They're yet to even release the manifesto because they're trying to protect this disturbed, mentally ill child. Exactly. And let's just be honest here, Andrew. These people are mentally ill. There is no way you can change your gender. And these doctors that are telling you that you can, they're mentally challenged.
Yeah. And it's kind of like, at least these parents were involved in their son's life. I mean, what about like in Chicago, all these shootings that we see taking place in the inner city where the fathers are nowhere to be found? Should those fathers be charged because maybe the child not having a father figure in their life is why they're committing a shooting or in a killing on the streets? But we'll never see it held fairly to that standard. So, yeah, it just kind of seemed like a witch hunt against the Crumblies to me. They were public enemy number one against the media from day one.
Andrew, that is a good point. You look at Chicago and you look at all the households that are without fathers and these black kids that are shooting up people. Are they going to hold those parents accountable? Are they going to say, hey, you did something wrong? And in this instance, you don't even hear them talk about gun rights, take away the guns. It's, we're going to go after the parents. And of course, they're white parents. So of course, the media, they don't care about them. They say, let's just go after them. But what about the black parents? You see, I never thought of that. I never thought of it. And I should have. And so should you. Because that's something to look at. You're going after them, and you're not going to go after these black kids who are committing crimes on a daily basis. Well, not only should they go after the parents, but they should also go after the local government that's allowing the local law enforcement agencies that are allowing them to get away with this. So, Andrew, that's a great point. I never thought of it. That is a great point. What else do we have here in our current events that we're going to discuss?
How about the Afflecks and J-Lo? They're such a weird family, it's looking like. Serafina Rose, 15, announced her new boy's name, Finn, whilst appearing with her head shaved at a memorial service for her grandfather over the weekend. She told the memorial service, which was streamed live on Facebook, "Hello, my name is Finn Affleck." Her father, Ben Affleck, is now married to Jennifer Lopez, whose own child, Emma, is non-binary and uses they, them pronouns to describe herself. A source for that is the Daily Mail. A lot of just narcissism in Hollywood. Imagine paying tribute to your grandfather and making it about yourself, saying, hey, I'm a tranny. At your grandfather's funeral, poor guy must be rolling over in his grave. What are your thoughts on this story, Rob?
Well, you know, Andrew, when it first came out, I didn't pay any attention to it. The headline read that Ben and Jennifer Garner's child reintroduces herself, or it's herself, I'm not going to go with this craziness, at grandfather's funeral. And I thought, oh, okay, just some more drama. And then when you sent it to me and you took a snippet of the article and I read it, I thought, oh my gosh. Now, the first thing that came to mind is, what does Ben think about this? Because he's Mr. Macho Man. What does he think about his daughter saying that she's a boy? She's changed her name to Finn. And then you, in the same piece, you took a clip of it and you said that, well, Jennifer, J-Lo's daughter is non-binary. Oh my God. This just goes back to what we were talking about during the first block with Clay Clark, the sign of the times. You can't be non-binary. You can't be something that you're not. Now, you can make believe it. Okay, I can go around all day and say that I'm a woman, but I'm not. I can't think I'm a woman, and that means that I'm a woman. Oh, I'm a woman with a beard and a mustache with long hair and eyelashes and makeup. I was channel surfing one day and I saw on MTV, the freak show that it is. I mean, we thought MTV was a freak show when we were young because of all the risque things that they would put these kids through. And they were kids and they should not have been sexualizing them like that. But people were saying, oh, well, they're young and it's okay. No, it wasn't okay. You see, that was the start of it, of this demonic type behavior, as you mentioned through in the second block of the show, Andrew. But going back to this Affleck deal, and as I said, I was watching MTV, and they had some show on called Ridiculousness. And there sitting on the couch was a man, a black man, with a beard and a mustache, and long wavy hair. It's probably a weave or a wig. And he had on makeup, made up like a woman, behaving really feminine like a woman. And we're supposed to celebrate that. We're supposed to say, oh, there's nothing wrong with it. Oh, this is fine. He's expressing himself. No, he's not. He should not be on TV. He should not be given a platform because that's not okay. Well, he's going in drag. Okay, that's entertainment. It belongs on the stage. It belongs in a nightclub. The moment we start introducing and allowing this to come forward and say that it's normal, I never, ever liked the show Straight Queer Eye for the Straight Guy because I always felt there was something wrong with it. This came out during the early, I think, 2000. A lot of people said, oh, it's funny. It's good. And they got a lot of heterosexual men to like it, I guess because their girlfriends thought it was innocent. But other than that, the men would have said, I don't want to see a bunch of dudes walking around claiming, trying to dress me. And then you had RuPaul who came around with the drag waist and people made that normal. First, RuPaul came out with her song. Everyone, oh, that's a nice song. And I can show that I'm down. I'm discriminating. But then was the show. And then Tyler Perry came along and just took it to a whole new level with his whole Madea series and dressing like a drag queen. And I never liked any of his shows. And I'm proud to say it. See, this was the start of it. This is the decay of Western civilization. By these people sliding this stuff in, making it seem as though it's very innocuous and it's not going to hurt you. But in actuality, there's an undertone here. It's what they're trying to promote, Andrew. And that's what's so dangerous about it. But people don't see it. So when you have a Affleck kid standing up at a service and saying, hi, my name is Finn. No, you're Serafina, and you will always be Serafina. And don't try to get me to jump on your crazy parade on your merry-go-round and call you something different. Your friends can do that. That's up to them. But I know you to be a girl, and I'm going to refer to you as a girl. And there should be no laws in the land trying to change that. And they shouldn't say, oh, well, you're disrespecting that person because you got the pronoun wrong. No, I didn't get it wrong. They got it wrong. And if you feel that I did get it wrong, okay, then you move on. But try to get me fired, try to arrest me because of it? We're giving in to barely a percent of the population that's trying to deceive everyone else. It's about indoctrination. It's about them trying to demand that we believe a lie rather than the truth, as I mentioned during the first block and the second block of the show. And these are the things that we have to be aware of. We're truly living in the last days, Andrew. I have to say it. Now, I know we're running out of time here. I want to throw one out there, and that is a recent shooting in Chicago of Dexter Reed, who was 26 years old. He was shot during a traffic stop. Apparently, police officers shot 96 times in 41 seconds. Now, this happened in Chicago, and I'm sure a lot of you have seen the mother on TV crying and fainting and saying, oh, my poor son. He said, Ma, I just got a new car, and I just want to drive around the block. Okay, he wanted to drive around the block. Okay, when he was stopped by the police, ma'am, why didn't your son stop and listen and live to see another day? That's all I want to know. We keep hearing people say, well, we have to have the talk. Black people have to have the talk with their children about police officers. Well, apparently she didn't have the talk with her son, because had she had the talk, he would have known, stop, put your hands on the wheel and listen. Now we've got to go through this whole thing. Oh, it's racism. And they killed him because he was black. But Chicago is a liberal city. Chicago is controlled by a radical black mayor. So how could this be about racism? And not, wouldn't it all be surprised if we were to find out that the police officers were all black? There might have been one white. And of course, they were hanging their hat on that one white and say, oh, he did it. He started it. And if they were all black or black and Hispanic, they'll say, oh, well, this is institutional racism. They looked at him and said, he was a bad man. As opposed to looking at Dexter Reed, who was 26, and say, why didn't Dexter just listen to the police officers? And you know something else, Andrew? I'm hearing that he fired first. Why did he fire at the police officers? And because he fired first, Where are all those take away the guns? Why are they talking about that? Instead, they'll attack the police officers. But we hear nothing about take away the guns now. Shameful. It is shameful. Just like the other day in New York City, we had a police officer who was killed. Who were the perpetrators? Black men. Let's just admit the truth. But the media doesn't want to talk about it. It's only when it's a white man with a gun killing a black man is it important. The last days, we are living in the last days. I mean, there's so many other topics that we wanted to cover, but I see that we're running out of time. And I guess we'll talk about it later on, you know, as weeks to come. But just to surmise everything, Andrew, with Clay coming on and talking to us about the end of times, the last days, and about this group CERN, whose logo is 666, and the apocalypse, and this demonic spirit that has just like taken over the land. People need to wake up and be aware as to where we are and what's being pushed by this administration, because it is an unholy war, and they will doom us all, get us all doomed to hell if we're not careful, Andrew.
Very well said, Rob. Thank you for joining us on After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, wherever you stream, or go to AmericaOutLoud.news. We'll see you guys next time. Remember, stand for something or fall for nothing.